It's a misty, murky day out there, a misty, murky start, although it's set to improve. Yesterday evening, an incident took place, a double crash took place, and a woman was taken to hospital following two crashes in North Kerry, where the driver of one car fled the scene. With me on the line to talk about this and to talk about the details that they're looking for is Sergeant Fidelma O'Leary of Listowel Garda Station. Fidelma, good morning to you and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
What can you tell me about when this happened and where this happened, first of all?
Yes, Jerry. So this two-car collision occurred yesterday evening at in or around 4:30 p.m. between the Ferrybank Bridge and Ballyduff Village. Now, there was three vehicles involved in this collision. In that, a small black car hit into a car that was travelling in the direction of Ballyduff, causing substantial damage to that car and injuring the female driver. And then because of that collision, Jerry, it crossed over to the other side of the road and hit head-on into a van that was coming in the opposite direction. Now, Jerry, this car, despite being substantially damaged, took off from the scene, Jerry, in the direction of Ballyduff Village. Now, our inquiries up to this morning lead us to believe that the car didn't go through the Ballyduff Village, but quite possibly took the North Coast Road or the Lay Road. So people in the Ballyduff area there would be familiar with those two particular roads, Jerry. So, as I say, our female driver who was injured in the collision was removed to University Hospital Kerry with a head and facial injuries. Now, I'm happy to report this morning that that lady has been discharged and is at home recovering. But again, Jerry, not a nice incident to be involved in.
No, certainly not. And obviously fled the scene. You have the car, obviously, but you're looking for information. So specifically around what time are you looking for people's information in and around that area, Fidelma?
So, Jerry, just to confirm for you, no, we do not have the car. We're looking for the car, okay, and we're looking for the drive details of the driver of the car. The reason why, Jerry, is that even though this car hit two vehicles at around 4:30 p.m. yesterday afternoon, despite being very badly damaged, the driver left the scene, failed to remain at the scene, failed to report the collision, failed to check on the condition of the drivers of the other car, and took off in the direction of Ballyduff Village. I suppose what we're looking for really, Jerry, I suppose, is anyone who was travelling between the Ferrybank Bridge and Ballyduff Village between 4:15 and 4:30 yesterday. And the only details, as I said, that we have this morning is that it's a small black car. We have no reg, we have no make, we have no information so far coming forward, other than that it would be substantially damaged. Now, Jerry, what I would have also appealed to is if the driver of that car is listening to the show this morning, or if a family member is listening to the show this morning and they know that their family members drive such a car, or has seen a car in a yard or a garage that's very badly damaged, to please contact me at the Listowel Garda Station today. I'm working till 7 o'clock because obviously this is a very serious incident that we want to follow up.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. And if anyone was in the area, would have been getting dark or pretty dark around that time anyway, I'd imagine, Fidelma.
It would, Jerry. It would, yeah. Around that time, again, I would be fairly confident to say that the headlights in that particular car wouldn't have been working. So, you know, you can imagine the danger that was involved there, Jerry. So someone definitely would have seen something. We would also ask people in that area of Ferrybank Bridge, Ballyduff, to maybe, you know, ring cameras or CCTV or anyone with dash cam that would have been travelling on the road at that time, just to have a quick check, if they wouldn't mind, this morning, please, because as I said, there was a lady seriously injured out of that collision, and the driver of the other van that was damaged in the collision as well, even though not physically injured, you know, I suppose emotionally and mentally got a fair fright out of that collision yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. The last thing you want to see, the last thing you want to be involved in, that's for sure. And then just the added stress of having no answers when somebody flees the scene. Again, just remind me, what direction do you think that the car took off in after the crashes?
So, Jerry, this car at the time of the collision was travelling from the Ferrybank area towards Ballyduff Village. Once the collision occurred, it took off, continuing again in the direction of Ballyduff Village. But from our inquiries to date so far this morning, we're satisfied that it didn't go through Ballyduff Village. So I suppose the next reasonable assumption to make would be that it took the North Coast Road or the Lay Road there, which are around Ballyduff Village.
Yeah, that's a, it would have turned right over towards Clashmailcon along that sort of road there from that direction.
Right,
so if anyone was there and saw a car or passed a car that looked like it was damaged, they, for them to get onto you as well, I'd imagine.
Absolutely, Gerry, yeah. And, you know, as I said to you, we'll treat every bit of information with sensitivity. And as I said, look, if the driver of that car is listening to the show this morning or a family member, you know, we will be treating them with dignity and respect. But we do have to find out the details and get their side of the story of that collision.
Okay, all right, Fidelma, good luck with it, and hopefully you get lots of information there. If people want to contact Listowel Garda Station, they can do so. Sergeant Fidelma O'Leary looking for information in relation to that double crash there, and a man who fled this, or a driver, I should say, and a man of driver who fled the scene. Collision happened around 20 past half past four yesterday. As you heard, small black car travelling from Ferrybank to Ballyduff crashed into a car travelling in the same direction. The driver of the second car to be brought to UHK, and the driver of the black car then crossed the road and collided with a van. The black car continued on in the direction of Ballyduff, but they understand did not go through Ballyduff, possibly took a right turn along the coast road, the north road, the north coast road, and disappeared from there. So anyone with information, Gardaí looking for your help this morning.